Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We survived. We did it. Hopefully. Hopefully you survived the heat. It was so hot this weekend. Big shout out to the Braintree Police, who put out a post asking criminals not to commit any crimes until today. Yeah. They put out a post and they were just like, we're asking anyone thinking of doing any criminal activity to hold off until Monday. It's straight up hot as soccer balls out there. Conducting criminal activity in this extreme heat is next level henchman status and also very dangerous.
As opposed to any other day?
The police department suggested that people stay home, blast the air conditioning, and binge watch season 3 of Stranger Things instead. I like that.
Yeah?
They were like, please don't commit crimes. It's just very hot outside. Let's just all chill this weekend.
I think a lot of people did do that. I think a lot of people stayed inside with the AC and just watched Netflix.
Yeah. I wish I could have done that. I was out all damn weekend. Literally.
Oh, yeah,
was,
you had a wedding, didn't
I was
you?
Outside, yeah. So I'm training for the New York Marathon. So in the morning on Saturday, I had to go out and run. And my wife and I, we were like, all right, we got to do this early. I'm talking early. So we ran out. We started like at 4:45 in the morning. And already it was
damn.
In the 80s. In the 80s and muggy. The only thing that was missing was like the sun. It was crazy. Like, you know when you go outside and breathe and you're like, ooh, it's hot? It was like one of those things.
Yeah.
So that sucked. Then Saturday night went to a wedding that was outdoors, which was a very nice wedding.
I don't know how you did that.
Except that it was so hot. I didn't see it, but I guess they said one of the groomsmen almost passed out or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was so hot. And like, you know, like when you just look messy and then you know, when it's like a nice event, like a wedding or whatever, and you're like, oh, crap, let me clean myself up. You know, I want to look good. It got to the point where people were just like, ah, whatever.
Was there a tent at least to protect the sun?
No, it was so the wedding was like, it was on a golf course.
Okay, which would be worse.
The wedding was outside.
Yeah.
And the ceremony was in a barn, but it was like, it was completely aired out. Yeah, now the good part of it. The good part is that they let you pick your seats. So we picked one, and they had fans in the barn. So we picked one right in front of a fan. And so it made it easy to get air, for one.
Okay.
And two, to make a lot of friends. And I swear to all night long, I was like, I think if I charge money for people to stand in front of this fan, they would pay me. Because I was standing in front of it. And I made so many friends because people would just walk over and they were like, oh, can I stand in front of the fan for a while? I'm like, sure. So got to talking, made a couple friends. It was lovely, except that you were baking in the sun the whole damn time. But at least I had AC in my car, unlike Pebbles, who drove down to the Cape.
Pebbles,
with
I don't
no
know
AC.
How you did that.
Listen, didn't you have no AC for like 2 years?
I thought I was going to die every single time.
Every single time.
How was that ride, Pebbles?
Awful. I mean, there's no way around it. It sucked. It was awful. I hated being outside, and I just wanted to go home and get back in the AC.
Did you have a tremendous amount of back sweat and all that stuff?
There was sweat in places that I didn't know you could sweat.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, don't even bother doing your makeup either. Forget it. Anytime it's that hot, no makeup.
No makeup, no hair, like... Who cares? I don't care what I look like.
It was brutal, man. It was brutal. And yesterday didn't help either. It's like you thought you were done Saturday. No. And then yesterday I went to take my daughter to see Lion King. And we went outside. And I'm like, it's still hot. This is not fair.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.